My name is Maurice Strong, and I have had the privilege of acting as the Secretary General of the first Global Environmental Conference in Stockholm in 1972, and then 20 years later in 1992 as Secretary General of the Earth Summit. I grew up in a small town in rural Manitoba during the Depression, and my most enjoyable preoccupation was going out to what we call the woods, the hills. And I watched nature there, and I took time out of school. My school principal was not happy with that. Later in life, he did concede that perhaps I did learn out more out there than in school, and I had a tremendous affinity for nature. I was fascinated with the changes of the seasons and the way the animals' colors and habits accommodated, and looking up at night to the cosmos. So I really got my early education in the environment in a very informal way. Then later on in life, I headed Canada's Development Aid Program. The United Nations General Assembly decided to hold a conference on the human environment, as they called it at that time, in June 1972. It had mixed feelings. Developing countries were very concerned. They said, this is a problem for the rich. It doesn't really bother us. And we really broke through when I was able to visit Mrs. Gandhi in New Delhi. And against the advice of her own foreign ministry at that stage, I managed to ask her to come to the conference. She really brought the most authoritative voice of the developing world to Stockholm. She made it very clear that the development of countries like India and other countries of the developing world really had to take into account environmental impact. So that was the birth of what we now call sustainable development. The recognition that the environmental issue and the development issue are intrinsically linked. And indeed, that led to the decision to hold a second global conference, the greatest global conference ever, certainly up to that point, and I don't think it has been exceeded since, the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, which we've come to know as the Earth Summit, because it was decided also that this should be a conference held at the level of the heads of governments. Of course, all through this period, civil society actors, non-governmental movements have played an immense part. At Rio itself, the government representatives were outnumbered indeed by representatives of civil society. All roads led to Rio at that particular point in time, and that had an immense impetus for the kind of decisions that were taken. I guess one of the real highlights is we set aside a room where there were something like, I think, 118 heads of government. And I insisted that we have an hour with them, absolutely alone, without their assistance, without their ministers, and we had a real heart-to-heart discussion. I was able to be very frank with them and say that the decisions that they were called upon to make here would have far more importance than the many other things that were preoccupying them on their own agenda at that point in time. I couldn't help think when I was sitting at the table there, I said, my gosh, how did I ever get here? For an instant, I sort of thought back to sitting in the hills in Oak Lake and looking out up at the sky. And just for an instant, I said, my gosh, I can't believe I'm really here with all these world leaders. What am I going to say to them? Now, at the end of the conference, I decided in my final remarks simply to lay it on the line and say, look, you've done some very important things, not as many as we would have liked in these respects and those respects, but on the whole, if you do the things you've agreed to do, we are launched on a new pathway. But I said also, however, I have to have some real doubts as to whether you're going to do it. So in the final analysis, success to some degree, but the real success will depend on whether or not the governments live up to the commitments they made there.